You all have in front of you a sefer, which is a wonderful sefer, and it will guide us through this, what is termed as a difficult halachic learning experience in the world of halacha. And it guides us very well, because it's written in a beautiful fashion and makes concepts which are very, maybe complicated, very, very understandably clear in their language. Yeah. I, of course, we're going to read the sefer. And in the shir, anything mamish you don't understand from the, you can ask your question straight away from the text. And I'll add also my little extra tidbits of interesting things on the side to also guide the limit as well. Lots of cases will be involved in some of our day-to-day cases, which are very common, and some very interesting in a Torah, which also involved in Ribbis at the same time, relevant to the Sugya. Okay, so together, each Shir, you'll probably be getting a little side piece of paper, which is direction of what the Shir talk, plus extra bits. So, our first Shir is our Hakdama Shir, introduction Shir to the limits of Ribbis. So, we know Ribbis is actually written in Yoreder, in a section of Shulchan Aruch, and that section usually involves isurim, eating safe meat, eating meat which is not kashered, has blood, eating meat which may be possible, all of shines, all to do with isurim. Ribbis is placed over there, and a lot of mafashim say, it's a bit of a machlokes, but a lot of mafashim explain that ribbis is also an isurim. It's not just a monetary concept, it's an Isurim concept. Now, what level, you know, Isurim have different levels. There's Aseis, Losh Aseis, yeah, there's Chorus, there's Give Me Some Big One when you're doing. What type of level of Isurim, strict, not so strict, Homo, Kal, in Isurim terms, is the Ribbis Isurim? How dangerous is it to one's Neshama in the Chumrah of Issa? So the first Baal Malkum on your sheet, the Peleyot, explains where its position is. And it says, Shekavah Milsi Amura, Sheesh Averis Kal. I've already explained there are some Averis which are Kal, which are on the lower level of severity. For those who are on the Oath Behem, people that are careful about them. People are very careful about Averas, which maybe are very, not so severe, they're severe, or for the fact that Averas is severe, but it's not so severe or compared to the rest of Averas. Some people, you get a group that very strongly, protect themselves from that. The Yesh Averas, Yosekhovas, but there are Averas in the world, which are very, much strong, much stringent, in the stringent form of Isurim. Sha'ain Israel people, then, the same people are very careful about the less stringent. When it comes to these stringent ones, they're not careful at all. Not to guess that they just walk over it and ignore it. It's like it doesn't exist. Could go. And what that type of Isurim, where's the example of that? Ribbis, Loshon Hara. Two plastic ones, Ribbis, Loshon Hara. Very severe Isurim, which people relate to that don't really. Shmuel Shav, also taking Shmuel. Not taking Hashem's name properly, not looking after pronouncing Hashem's name properly in appropriate situations, and Mavatel Shem Shalom in it, came up as a bittul Torah and bittul Torah. So therefore, the Peleyot has said that the Dada of Ribbis Issa is what we call under the three gimel of Eris Chaburus. After that, there's a category called the Big Five. The Big Five, yeah. The Big Five of Isurim, which are Chom Isurim, which the public ignores. And that is Loshon Hara, Ribbis, Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola, Shmur Shav, and Bissel Torah. Yeah. Okay. And Ribbis, which is what we're going to be learning, is in that category.
It's in that list.
One of our passages along the way will just say what's special about these big five, and the concept really, and one word I say, is that these big five are really stopping our Geula. These five have in common is because if you rectify this, there'll be a Geula. If you don't, there's no Geula, and that's not It's not unexpected that these big five, the Yetzirah, says people ignore and consider it like Hetzer, because these, the Yetzirah is worried about, because with these five you get the Gula. We'll have a whole share about why Ribbis fits into that type of thing. Something more obvious than that. Okay. Now, how do we know that it's so common? So let's open our book. Normally we go to Sefer, there's a whole Hadzomah introduction over here. I'm not doing the whole Hadzomah. We'll do the Perokim Kaseda over here. But after the Hadzomah today, we're going to do page 9. Go to page 9. We'll read page 9, page 10, 11, and explains beautifully why this is such a Chomotik is. So, Mavui Lehilchus Ribbis, page 10. Page 9. Yeah? Okay. So, Torah Kostum. In the Torah it's written, in Kesef Talave as Ami, as Oni Imot. You know, you have to, with your money, you have to go and go ahead and, of course, lend it to your, the Jewish people who need it. The Aliyim who need your money, you're supposed to do with your money, you're supposed to lend it. V'lo yisiyeh lo ganosha. But you shouldn't lend it in a fashion that is a burden. Look, it's a symbol of nesha, and when is that considered a burdening? When you lend it in a fashion where it bites. What's biting? Nesha. Biting is a term used in the Torah to describe a deal of lending which is done with ribbis. Because you're giving him money, he feels he's receiving, but really, at the end of the day, after everything's finished, and the deal's complete and finished and no longer, and he returns the money, he looks back, he's not gained out of this interaction with his fellow Jew. He's actually lost some of his assets because he's had to pay back the keren plus the ribbis. So that's why it's called nesher. It's a biting into your friend. Now, and this is an ister of burdening. Why is it burdening? Classic example in the Gemara explains of burdening somebody. I've been over this ister is that Reuben lends him on $100. Well, ribbis, just $100. And he knows time is up. Really, he should get the money back. Yeah, 30 days. 30 days is up. Shimon should be paid. Shimon did pay. He finds out why Shimon doesn't pay because he's lost everything and he hasn't got no money. I know he hasn't got the means to pay. I know he hasn't got the means. So Reuben knows that Shimon hasn't got the means to pay, even though it's due. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to burden him. You're not allowed to burden him. What does that mean? That means you're not allowed to go and show your face to him. Because as soon as you show your face to him, he's going to remember he owes you money. And he's going to feel terrible that he owes you money and he can't pay. And you're not allowed to put him in that situation. So the question is that if that's the classic example of burdening somebody to show your face when he can't pay you back and make him feel bad, what's that got to do with ribbis? Ribbis is not that scenario. Ribbis is, the guy's got plenty of money. He can definitely afford it. He wants this. He feels, I don't mind taking this loan and paying the ribbis. Yeah? So where's the burdening over here that's over, that you can't lend the ribbis because you're burdening him. The burdening him, pursuing him, is when he's got no money and you're feeling bad, you can't pay back and you can't show your face. What's it got to do? So the boss will explain that as soon as you make a deal that of ribbis, which means every second that passes, more money he's going to lose, because that's what ribbis is. 5% a month, 2% a month, whatever you deal you're meant. That means every second I can work out, every second of the day that passes and I haven't paid back, I'm losing more money. You're putting it under pressure. He's got psychological pressure in his head from the deal itself. The deal itself is pressurizing him. And therefore, that's why this is called, you shouldn't lend your money in a way where you're going to pressurize him. And therefore, every ribbis scenario is called a pressurizing situation. And therefore, every ribbis setup is called, this is the Losimolov. Doesn't matter if it's rich or poor. Because even the rich person understands every second goes out is a loss in his pocket. He can afford it, he doesn't mind, but it's a on his head. So something that he knows over there. Yes, Yossi.
Is there a
difference in
that?
No?
Why is there a difference in that
motion? I will see in a moment. Yeah, the Gemara asked you your question. Yeah. So that's the first.
Issa, when you make a deal of ribbit, then as soon as the deal has been set up, just the deal set up, it says pressurizing deal over this. Oh, cost of the Torah. Then the Torah writes another thing. Poor guy, he hasn't got that ability, he's come on bad times. Motzi Yodimok, he wants to need money to help him out. V'gzatibot, then you've got a mitzvah. V'gzatibot, ketoshet v'chayimok, you've got a mitzvah to help him. Get back on his feet. Pull him back on his own feet. Chayimok, bring him back to life. Al tikach mi'itzo nishach. Don't do it in a fashion that you're going to give him money to put him back on his life, but don't give it. Al tikach mi'itzo nishach. Don't give your money in a fight. It bites from him. It takes away from him. V'tavis, and increases you. This is where the Torah calls it ribbis. Bites him and increases your money. That's what every ribbis contract is, biting on him and increasing the person who bites. He's increasing his money through biting him. You as Melekecha, you have to have fear of Hashem. V'chai yichi amoch, you have to be able to put somebody back to life without biting him and increasing your own assets at the same time. V'ez, not many Surim have written to it that you have to have fear of Hashem. It warns you, you have to have fear of Hashem and stay away from the system. Don't give your money with biting and increasing. And, see how I read this, is how the Gemara translates it over. And also don't bite and increase your assets through food, lending him food. Lending a kilo of wheat. On condition, he gives you 2 kilos of wheat. Yeah. So it's love, dafka, and isna in the Torah. Midaraita's also to do a ribbon contract, not only on your money, but also on assets that you lend as well, in a ribbon fashion. Kilo of wheat for 2 kilos you give back. That's also called biting and increasing your own assets at the same time, which is awesome. Aviyah Tevin Akechem, warn you a second time. I'm not sure you caught. I said, yes, Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim got to do this? I have a whole shiur on that in the parashah. Chem, you'll say, Chem, it's Eretz Kanaan. In order to give you Eretz Kanaan. This is a raya, by the way, to what we said, that this is an issa that if you keep it, it'll bring the geula. Because you should know, I gave you Eretz Yisrael. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I gave it Eretz Yisrayim. So keep away from this issa. And five, if you don't keep away it, then you're not entitled to Eretz Yisrael. All that should be my God. Which also implies if you do ribbons, then you're not really treating me as your my God. I'm not your God, if you do ribbons. Okay? See more of that, as you say it another time. Oh, God of the Torah. First of all, the Torah writes, and this is a very unusual. We're about to see something unheard of. In the whole Torah kula, this is miyuchad for ribbons. Unheard of. The following statement. Lo tashish lochicho neshach kesef. You, as a borrower, you as a borrower of the money, the what, so to speak, the injured party in the deal, you are not allowed to facilitate the malva, the lender, from charging you ribbit. You, as a borrower, are over an issa d'oraisa, nothing to do with lifnei iver. You are over an issa d'oraisa of ribbit by facilitating the lender getting his deal of biting from you and increasing your assets. It's not Western society logic that there's a criminal and there's a victim. No, there's both criminal. The victim is the criminal. What you consider the victim is also a criminal. And no other is in the Torah is like that. You have this thing, even this thing, Mitchell. That's a general thing and it has its own rule. But this is the is itself. Is to be a victim. It's also to be a victim. Midaraita. Not only bekesef, but also neshef, even with the, like you said, the amount of food, the money, contracts, koldov, asher yishav, any type of item where the deal is, you're going to be bitten and he's going to gain, you are facilitating that and you've done as big an issue as him. You've done as bad as him. Yes, totally.
The similarity with an usher haircut, that the person getting is also over
it? No, because there he's getting a haircut, he's cutting the hair, that's for sure. He's doing the same act as the cutting. Yeah, because he's involved in the cutting of the hair. Then the pasuk says, "Lanochri sasha." So goy, you can bite. So goy, you can bite. We'll see whether that means there's a mitzvah to bite a goy.
not literally bites, it means bites of ribbon. The mitzvah, or it's just a heter, or it's a shahakat. It's like three possibilities when you're talking about God. We'll see that example. Lachicha to your fellow brother Jew, los dashes, obviously don't allow the biting. The man, and here is a very important term. Don't miss the statement. The man yivarechcha Hashem lekecha. In order to get brachas for Hashem, don't be party this. If you want a bracha, don't be party for ribbis. If you stay on ribbis, you'll get a bracha on everything. Not only on your monetary issues, you've got need shadukin, you get shadukin. You need refuah, you get refuah. On everything, you'll get a bracha if you stay away from ribbis. And that's not only the criminal, if the mafia, but even the victim is also a criminal. He will get a bracha. He needs money. He can take money easy with ribbis. He'll get a bracha of Siyat Hashma, much more than he thinks he will get from the money if he takes it with ribbis. And the Oretz HaShavah, some of the wisdom. Again, it mentions Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you'll get Siyat Hashma. Even if we know, coming to Eretz Yisrael, all of us are Anglo-Saxons in some sort of fashion. Yeah, coming to Eretz Yisrael is a challenge. It's a challenge. And Nicholas adds to Shaw be a surin. It's supposed to be a challenge. The way to avoid that, drop an, even an ex as well, no surin, stay away from the river. Stay away from the river. Okay. Move on the Rambam, so also a marble rivers, also lava al shisha lava. So now let's summarize this the safer. That somebody lends rivers, ignores these warnings, he's most likely going to be over on six avails. Anyone that, even Los Nahara is not necessarily like that. Los Nahara has many avails. But the Chofetz Chaim often mentioned in the Sefer, he's like, you have many surah involved, but they are not in one act of Lashon Hara. One act of Lashon Hara, you could be over on this, is that is to have a lot together, you have a few together, but not a lot. If you can't see six Lashon Hara, you're bound to be over on lots and lots of these. Ribbis, you're over on six with one act.
Very horrible. And what the sixth, the summary, is Kapsu Galodis in Anesha, so give your money in a biting fashion. And obviously, don't increase your assets by charging ribbis. And then another time it says, don't take from him the biting and increasing your assets. Don't set up a deal which is going to be pressurizing him through ribbis. Of course, you have the Issa Lipnevis, every time there's a ribbis deal, you're each one, of course, the other will be over, and Issa, that's Lipnevis. And Lotia Ganosa, yeah, you shouldn't do a pressurizing thing. Before the similar Neshach was, you shouldn't create a contract. So those are the six. Lova, the one who you think is the victim, he's a criminal. In what fashion? In the Sarai, over the Shrei Lavan, at least two Lavan, he's over. Don't allow your brother to bite you. Of course, you're over Lifte Iva as allowing him to do that. You're causing him to assume, so you're over Lifte Iva. The eighth over, and some say he's even over a third one. So over Gabbish Shishu, which is a brother, Loshen Achicha, to your brother, another Jew, like a repetition, don't let him bite. The chain over, not only that's free love, over Bate. You're over also on a. Yeah? So. Now, after seeing this in the Sefer, do you understand why ribbis is quite chomor category according to the Peleyot? It's what with the chomor isurim in the Torah. You understand now, yeah? Where the source is, we see for the Torah itself. Now, we'll see one more little bit from the Sefer, which is extremely important to see this, understand this. Very, very. To Edison, it's seen this. Okay, if you've got a marker, put it over there, we'll see it soon. I've got markers in my room. So now, we understand it's in the big five of Chumash. Now we understand, see the Torah, how it's described by the Sefer. The Torah says clearly it's one of the big five, yeah? So why people aren't careful now? As the Peliyah says, people are not careful. Why Tucker? Well, how did the Yetzirah manage? This doesn't like me using the word Yetzirah. I suppose that one day it was why I used the word Yetzirah. Why does the Yetzirah successful over here? Yeah, Leshnara, I can understand it. Why is it successful talking in the rivers?
It's like, what makes him successful in this tactic? So we go back to the Peliots, which is number three on your sheets, which I gave out. He explains. Choma oven aribis yuduvish yichi. Yeah, everyone understands now looking at this how terrible this is. But rather than amarish, shemavim ribis. But a lot of people do this. Why?
Chi.
There's three reasons. Three reasons why they do it. Firstly, lo yodeh chome is the shema. They never had a shit. Never looked into the pasta. Shai mikre ekotag and they do click that on Friday without even taking in the psukim. Don't realize it's all over the place. They don't understand it's chomo. They don't think it's chomo. Base. Gam lach mashiyatil chomo idea ete iska. Well, Chazal say there's a method. A mechanic that can avoid the issue of ribbons. Use Hete Iska. Oh, we'll get to explain how it works. Hete Iska, oh, no ribbons now, Hete Iska, yeah. Dada Akasi, Nasalema, Kol Hete. What Hete Iska has done actually something very dangerous to this world, has dramatically created problems. And this, you can see in society many times. They came up with a solution so that there's no ribbons. If you come up with a solution that there's no ribbons, then no one actually knows there's ribbons. Because, hey, everyone's doing this! But they don't realize that they're doing this because there's a heavy iska. So eventually, after a while, there's no such thing as ribbons. And then they do it without heavy iska. Because there's no such thing. I never heard. He does it. I'll do it the same. But he didn't realize it. I didn't know he did that. He'll do the same thing without heavy iska. That's how Avodah Zorah started, yeah? That's, I've got a sparkle. God. Oh, we have to also serve the sun and the moon because they help the shluchim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eventually, they forget about God, and it's only the sun and the moon. Yeah, that's how things throughout society. There's many modern day examples of that. Yeah, vaccines is another thing that you want to get into. So such thing as the disease, the vaccines around. Yeah, such a thing. Also works in the same type of mythology. That's the second reason. Third reason: there's kama prati dinim v'dini rivers. Slippy kippum. Even those who know about rivers, and even those who know about how things are working, there's very complicated different scenarios where that there is rivers and you don't think it is. Yeah, I didn't want nothing to do with it. I'm doing that. But because it's complicated, it is. I'll show a bit of Nasamisha Rashayan, and somebody's got Yerushalayim, who's a Talmud Chacham, who knows about Issa, he knows about the flaws in a Bengal. But there are scenarios which are because they're complicated, they really are ribbons! And he just ignores it and falls into the trap and touch it. And I add to that to the concept, there are cases where Hete Iska doesn't work. And I think, oh, well, as soon as I Hete Iska, I'm saying, there are cases where this doesn't work. Okay. So those are the three reasons. Says the Periyot, why the Yitzhar has been successful of people constantly over this Issa of ribbons. No knowledge, no awareness, that there exists the type of thing, and no understanding that scenarios which can be ribbons even if they don't appear on the social as being problems of it. Okay, so now, what's the eighth? How do we defeat this problem? How do we overcome this issue of, and be able to be careful with our ribbons? So lays a plan, and we'll use this plan as we go through our limits of learning ribbons with the Sefer. We'll try and use the plan of the Peliot. So if you look at how to actually try and overcome this problem, the Peliot says number four like this. Firstly, Yelech Eitzel Chochom, four olives. You should go to Tavos Chochom. V'yidrash Ladas Kol Dini Ribbons. Go to Rab Absalom, wrote the Sefer on ribbons, and investigate, read the Sefer. Get some basis of what our love of the ribbons is about. Practical, not just learning the Gemara, nice limud, Gemara Rashi, Machlokas, Tosas, Rashis, and Rishonim. Fine, that won't get you halakhically how to practice anything. Have a simple sefer, which is beautiful written, where even the layman in the street and the Talmud Chacham can enjoy it at the same time. I'm understanding practically how I'm going to apply this to my life. The Bar Yisroel has to show the own ribbons. That's the first thing. Second thing, as you go through this sefer, use the most of the stuff. Make sure you use your pen. Don't just listen there and sit back and inhale and say, oh, I remember this a bit, I remember that a bit, and forget that. You have to physically be involved in the limits of halacha. If halacha is going to make an impact in your life,
listening is not good enough. That's why people don't like going to Shia halacha sometimes, because they feel they don't get anything much out of it, because you know, because they don't put anything into it. That's true. They just listen. So they don't say anything. Listening, to be able to absorb halacha, you have to be involved yourself. Have you learned it yourself? Or you have to, in the Shia, be involved in your question. And if you can physically be involved, not just speaking, but with the action of your hands and writing, that also makes it come more real to you.
Zilcha Benov. Thirdly, Yachrit E'ish V'yapis L'Fal Yega Ribbis V'mono Yosem Asher Yachrit Bein.
Have some fear. Put fear into yourself.
One.
Work on trying to actually put some fear into your bones. Yeah. You should be more scared of ribbis than you are scared of Bosa Chazit. You should be more scared of ribbis than Bosa Chazit. Yeah. Or Bosa Vachodov, or Chomets, or Pesach. And we just experienced Pesach, yeah, and the preparation of Pesach, and the cleaning. And said, hey! I had a taste of that Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, yeah? Getting ready for, I came home from Shul after Hallel, just before stay tonight. Person came to me and said, I don't know if I did something right. He opened up the freezer to get out something. And he saw the bag, a little bag, and in it was dough. And he, the whole house went white. The wife fainted. Literally fainted. The wife fainted. The husband went blue in the face. The children went, what was that? Yeah? It was so disturbing to them. This is after Hallel Seder night. He picked up the thing and went straight and threw it into the garbage. Terrible mistake. That's not what you're supposed to do. Okay? But that's the fear that entered in the person in the thing. Says the Pelayot, Ribbis is much more common. Ribbis is much more if you have fear, if you live with fear, then you will definitely stay away from it. Look what you do by comments. The Bosa Eino over and love efforts with the Bosa Chazi, Bosa Vachola, there's one race that you're over. Ribbis over, hey, love it. Ribbis, you're over. 5, 6, 3. By you are by your monster. By you are by your monster. It's not chorus. Chorus is you eat. By you are by your monster. Yeah, this is more problem. Okay. So Bayer, maybe is Bayer Matzah because he did Mechila's comments, maybe he wasn't Bayer Matzah. Okay? And look at the reaction! This is not 10 times worse than that! If you have that, then you'll be on your toes. You'll be checking everything out, double checking, triple checking. What do you do for comments? You should do 10 times more for a bit. Okay? Okay. That is the eighth. Now I'm going to add two more reasons, yeah, of why people Yetzer Hara get, which is modern time reasons. From the time of Taliyot, obviously they didn't have this issue, but because of the modern times we live in, there's two more reasons why the Yetzer Hara gets us. And then we'll see in the Sefer, understanding this, where this will get around that problem, yeah? One is, modern time, Ribbis is extremely conceived. And really, it is difficult. It's difficult. People are dreading when they do Tafiyomi to get to Eid Neshach. They're dreading it. And they actually dread it. A lot of people did dread it. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's a difficult. It's difficult. Difficult sukya. Extremely difficult. And that is a Yetzahara to keep you away from getting. It's like your grandmother giving you spinach. Yeah? When you're little. I'll see you in 2 weeks' time, Grandma. Yeah. She gives you presents. That's the type of thing. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. Obviously, you will never have knowledge and you always won't have anything. That's a modern day thing, obviously. Yeah? The Taliyot they mentioned. Another thing, which is very applicable to learning, even halacha. Nothing to do with Ezanesha. Halacha shir. Yeah? Yeah? Boring.
It's actually a boring subject. It's nothing to do with killing somebody, it's nothing to do with stealing from somebody, it's nothing to do with taking his wife away. It's a boring halachic subject, yeah? So it's to do with money. And in school, I was useless in maths, and that's why I'm a businessman. Because I never went to be a lawyer, I never did that. Because that's if you like figures. I'm not a figure guy.
and the old rivers is about figures and it's boring and it's absolutely off-putting.
Obviously that's a modern day issue, yeah? So how do we get around those issues? Firstly, I'm going to try and make it, the Sefer does quite a good job, makes it more, quite much more interesting, yeah? So that goes in. I go, all right, my own stuff to add some ice cream on it. Okay.
Okay.
But we'll go back to the Sefer, and this is really knowing this should really help the businessman want to be part of knowledge of the ribbis. So we'll go back to the Sefer, page Yud, and he says, Chumras is the ribbis. He says that. Knowing this fact is very important. Gemara, Mesetas Baba Mesia, Kosov. Bo ure kama tsuyumus enayim shamavabu. Come and see how many issues and problems that people basically blind when they lend ribbis. Odom kola fair Russia. The results are that somebody is involved in ribbis, he has to know he's got a name, a label on him. It's not somebody's over, it's a communist, he's got his label changes. Some people call them Mamzerim because they're Mamzerim. Some people go, his label is Rosha. Rosha. Yodim Rashi, Rosha, Yodim and Chayev. And Rashi explains what's Yodim and Chayev. That means, robbers go to Mo, Kilo Hiko, Kilo Bolahoka. That's two pesachim. One is, it creates lots of machlokas, and you're involved in Kilo, you're hitting the guy. Rashi has a chiddush. Somebody lends ribbis. He's known to be a person who just takes ribbis. The result is there's now a hetzer for everybody else to try and put him out of business. Try and make him have no panosa at all. Try and go ahead, go to school, learn his business, and go ahead and set up his shop of his business right next to him, compete with him in such a fashion that you make no money, instead to put him out of business, then it's a mutter permitted, which is what you should do with a ribbis guy. That's how you should treat him. Marvin says to her, make sure he has no panosa.
What?
Cost of a nice, you think a commune still knocking the Gemara? It's a big Kiddush. The Chazal is saying that people, normally, this is an issue thing to do. People, Chazal, so to speak, are permitting somebody to do isturim when you're dealing with a Rosha called a ribbis guy.
That's difficult for me, says Rashi, to say, but that's what I've heard. Hey, maybe Mason Labala Kumas Kosim Kosim Kloni Zer Kofbekesa.
Such a basin can establish in such a case, somebody who lends ribbis can bring witnesses in that testify about the fact, brings the sofa in, they write with the ink on the parchment the following statement, which is going to publicize in the street. Kloni Zer Kofbekesa. This guy who sends ribbis, Reuven, they don't say he said ribbis, they won't say those words. They say, Reuven, you should know, he's kofer and a polished ball. Do you think you have any children, shidduchim afterwards? But I have any shidduchim. Now, so if that doesn't keep your fear levels up and keep you now wanting to be involved in understanding how to keep away from this, the following will keep you away in a practical fashion. O Kosu Gavasha. Tanya Ashurim Elozoma. Calls me Yeshua Martin Malvers and Shlomo Ribbis. If somebody has money and does lends them, but not with ribbis, then he's fulfilled the Torah. He's quite gone ahead. He's lent money without ribbis. And he's clean. Yeah. Oh, say the limits are on. And the result is, he'll never fall. He'll never have problems. Aye, that's a possible. So if you stay away from this, you'll be successful. That means that if you don't, but you go ahead and do the ribbis, the result is you think you're increasing your assets. You've got a haftocha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody you learn to ribbis, a haftocha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your whole business will collapse. Whole business will collapse. Aye, the Gemara asked, are you only running on to Shlomo Malvin ribbis? We'll call those mismotim.
People don't learn ribbis, we still see them not being successful. Still collapsing even without ribbis.
Oh, now Gemara's my answers. Hello, Miss Wittenberg.
They're temporary. They go down, but they go up again.
Hello, but people do ribbis. Most of them ain't Olam.
They will permanently go down. They'll never be successful. They'll never recover.
The Irish and Marvin's cast for ribbis, the Hoss and most of the Olam, Rahman and the Sun, will always have disaster, financial disaster. You have to understand, therefore, you're not going to gain.
Marvel the rivers, so Shimon says, Yosef Mashim, Rabbi Chmatin, you think you're going to get, you're going to lose much more. And that, we're going to say, is over there, is that. Look at number 6 of my sheet, which is connected to that. It says, Hamal the Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is the best deterrent. Best deterrent for rivers, best understanding this, you'll be wanting to know rivers much in a much better fashion. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hamal the rivers, he just said, money is stolen, the color. His money will disappear if he lends rivers. For offer to Oshahu, and you'll lose your richness. Afilu moment shavicha bizar vizias apa. Our talker is, don't think, well, whatever I gain, I'll lose. I did rivers, I gained $10,000. Habtocha, you won't gain, you'll lose it. That's not what it means when you lose your money. You'll lose even the kosher money. Not only the trace money of rivers you'll lose, you'll even lose the kosher money. Even money which was good, earned properly. Prutus rivers. And here's the scariest statement. Prutus rivers. Even if you make one prutus of rivers, how much is the prutus now? Gone up a bit because of silver. About 16, 15, 16, yeah? You lend $100,000 and you charge him $100,000 and 15 agarot. You made a pruta ribbis. What's going to happen? Mikala Tekol, you'll lose all your assets. Adatuf.
And you'll never recover.
Because you are bizarre. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Chinuch also says the same thing. Okay? So we'll finish off with this story. This is Hadomashir. Tomorrow we'll start the Sefer from Perek Rishon. Finish off with the story of the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer one day was learning with his two children, knocked on the door, came in the Rosh HaKahal, the president of the congregation came in, and he was white, says, I have to tell something, Chasam Sefer, I've made a bad deal, I've lost all my money, I'm not only, I feel so terrible, I'm going to have to go begging now, I'm a Choshev guy, I'm a president, and I'm looking for this money. The Chasam Sefer felt very bad for him. He went to his drawer, took out of the 100 gold coins, which was a fortune in the world, and he gave it to the Rosh HaKahal to take this, go to the marketplace in another town, the first deal you'll buy, it comes across, buy, and you'll make the money. And hello, when you make the money back, come and pay me back. So he straight away took the money, went to the marketplace in the town, then he's walking around to see what's going to be his first deal, then he, from distance, he heard his name being called, and he saw his old friend, which he hasn't seen for many, many years, come towards him and said, hey, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you for many years. Your school friend. So he says, yeah, I've just got a huge deal, which I've got our ship coming in to the port with huge amount of goods. And it's a huge deal. But I haven't got the time to deal with it. So if you give me 100 gold coins, then you can buy the project and sell it off. Yeah? So he remembers the Chasam Sofer, but say they didn't look at it too much, which he normally do. Okay. Agarabi, he was actually super duper successful. As the Haftok of the Chasam Sofer, you would expect that would happen. So now he comes back, before he comes back, what does he do? He says, I've been on the floor, wouldn't it be Chasam Sofer? That's what he's thinking. So he goes to the silver shop and buys the most beautiful, besomen silver box he can find.
Oh,
he comes back to the Chasam Sofer. And he says, here's all the money, I was beautiful, set to his husband. And then he takes out of his pocket, after he's been selling the money, takes out of the pocket this beautiful silver thing and presents it to the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer picks it up, and he makes a huge smile. And the two children over there, and the children, what's going on? This is a goodness, why is he smiling? And then he says the following words to the Rosh HaKahal. Would you give this silver box, silver some box without the loan? Would you have given it to me? If you would, I would have received it. Fine. You're only really doing this because I lent you this money. It's called the loan. Now you're giving me this. I can't take it from you. Their ribbons are assumed. So that's it. Rosh HaKahal nearly fainted because he may realize he nearly smashed all the gold on it's the river's chomel. Okay, so he lets go. big question the children asked when he left is, why was he smiling? Why was he smiling? It's ribbis, he should be shaking. He shouldn't have picked it up, stayed away. It's like, you know, tuba. Why do you pick it up and smile? So they asked the son to ask after this, why did he smile? And this is what the father most answered. How the server heishiv mitzvah goes mitzvah, because I understood this is that Hashem has done a mitzvah goes mitzvah. I did a mitzvah of lending money. And he now gave me back not only the mitzvah, he gave me another mitzvah. Mitzvah tamakti. I was extremely happy. Why? Zichiti, because now a zover, this not is going to be tested by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Nesona rivers, of Tilkeg rivers, and I was filled with joy that I was in this situation of being tested rivers and not having to before it was successful, and that's why I was happiest. Mr. Shem, you are touched, and Niska, Lilmot, Hilchos, Rivers, and the Kaima, the Hidomah.